Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
Ingrid Michaelson, and Ingrid, you just got back from Bonnaroo, and what was your experience like? Because I was there, and it was a little humid this year.
It was hot. Is it always that? Have you been there before?
Yeah, that was about the worst it's been. Yeah, that was really that's bad.
Because I wilt. I don't do well in the heat. I'm like a little flower. So I heard it was hot there, and I just assumed it was always like that. I don't really use towels on stage to wipe my sweat. That just doesn't happen to me. But I was just dripping. It was my fingers were slipping off of my ukulele. It was fun though. The audience, we had like 5,000 people in our tent and all kind of slowly meandering over, you know. And it was really a really fun experience, but it was really really hot.
And did you get a chance? Do you walk around, see other bands? Anybody you wanted to go out and check out yourself?
I these guys got to see Stevie Wonder and Jay-Z, but I stayed inside with my dog because they didn't let dogs into Bonnaroo, which I didn't know. I mean, come on, it's like a hippie festival. You would think there'd be dogs everywhere, but I guess the whole going to the bathroom thing is a deterrent for them. But I clean up after
the hippies or the dogs.
Both, oh, right? Okay. I totally like was walking around barefoot, like woo, when I was there. But so I couldn't bring him, so I had to go back to the bus and kind of split my time as a dog mom and as a music person. But the next day, because we were there for 2 days, I got to see a song and a half of Regina Spektor. But it was so hot that and there were people around me in bathing suits, and they were all beet red. These poor people have no sunscreen on them. And I'm like a mom. I'm like, sunscreen, and I'm, you know, I have like a black umbrella practically over me. I'm like white with SPF 85, and I was just like, I can't be out here. And I turned to Allie, was hiding behind me for the shadow. I was like, it's not a good sign when your bandmate is like behind you, cowering from the fierce sun. And so we made our way back to our nice air-conditioned bus. So I got to see, you know, I heard music through the air, but
that counts. That counts too.
It was so brutal. Like it was anybody else? Would any of you guys go? No. Yeah, it was harsh.
Me, very hot, very harsh. But the Vogue is air conditioned tonight, and
feel
great. And I hope you're going to the show tonight for Ingrid. And you know, I read something about you have always wanted to stay really connected to your fans. You feel it's very important. And something about a video contest. Can you tell us more about that?
I did, for one of my songs called Everybody, I did a fan contest so they could make their own video for it. And then whoever was the winner would sing with me at a show. But in my head, I had envisioned, you know, people doing dancing and acrobats and shadow puppetry and everything. But everybody just like kind of sang with a guitar. And I was like, I can do that. So I ended up choosing the one person who I thought was most creative and the one person who I thought, because I kind of had expectations didn't get met, but it was a different thing than I thought it was going to be. So I had to pick two winners. I picked one on just like actual merit and how well they played and how fun the video was. And then this one girl played it on her xylophone, and it was really kind of quirky and interesting. So I ended up splitting it two ways, making it a tie. I'm a softie like that.
I also heard just recently that you have a huge song in the UK that you wrote, a real big pop record. Tell us more about that.
That song is called Parachute, and I wrote it with a friend of mine and this woman in the UK named Cheryl Cole, who's huge. She did it, and she had a big hit with it. And now we're actually going to release it here, my own version of it, in the coming months. So, yeah, it's very poppy, but it's cool. It has a kind of a darker edge to it. It's not like, you know, rainbows and sunshine and I love you. You know, it's not like that.
Well, let's hear some more.
What we're going to do now is a Rainbow and Sunshine and I Love You song.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Ingrid Michaelson.